True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth, as always, is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service. We've been doing business about 20 years, 20-some years I got back into this business. We've kind of set our motto as honesty, integrity, and professionalism in every transaction. That's something that I've taken pride in over the years. It's easy to put something like that out there. It's hard to stand behind it. But it basically, in a nutshell, defines who we are and what we stand for. When I say broker, dealer, depository service, basically, you know, that encompasses obviously the brokerage of large transactions, dealing. We have a substantial inventory. Actually, we have a phenomenally substantial inventory of coins beyond anything you'd really, truly imagine, to be honest with you. One of my greatest frustrations is spending things like weekends trying to figure out how in the world I'm ever going to get all this stuff organized, especially since I've preserved a lot of this stuff with the sole desire for you, the investor. And we specialize in buying and selling precious metals. We've been doing that a long time. Gold and silver is obviously the bread and potatoes of or the meat and potatoes of the industry. We've been doing this for, again, a couple decades plus. It's biblically mentioned beginning in Genesis chapter 2. You know, throughout the entire Bible, wars, battles are waged over metals. The second temple of Solomon was built in precious metals, all the way until the first gift given to Christ by the wise men was gold. That's the first thing God wanted laid in the lap of his own son was gold. We know that heaven's bedecked with gold. It's a big deal to God. And then, of course, we buy and sell what we call rare coins, numismatic, semi-numismatic. These are coins that when you talk semi-numismatic, basically what I'm talking about, and by the way, I'm going through a lot of this because we started a series last week called Why to Own Precious Metals 1 and 2. Today, I, for the first time ever, I've got my son on the air with me. I'll be introducing him here in a minute. He's been with me off and on for about 15 years. We scrambled to try to get the audio set up for him, and I hope that worked out okay. We'll find out short enough. But we do build portfolios. That's our specialty. We want to help people preserve and protect their wealth. And you know, there's a pendulum in finance. I've been in the financial world now for three decades, and I've seen stocks come and I've seen stocks go, and I've seen, you know, limited partnerships that were the hottest, tax write-offs going, and suddenly people owe 40%. Well, they owe penalties on plus 40% tax. And then, you know, there's always something hot. We talked lately about this bank on yourself scandal. I was shocked when I started to hear commercials of this stuff on TV and the radio absolutely run. If you do not understand something clearly, that's one thing about God in the Bible. If you don't get it, then it's not right. It's simple. It's Occam's razor. You know, the most logical explanation is usually the right one. Everything God tells us to do, everything God asks us to do, is very crystal clear. When Jesus says, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. There's no confusion there whatsoever. There's absolutely no confusion. And God created a system for us, an economic financial system, that is just as simple. So when you, when you run into all these different new hot ways of investing your money, does that make sense to you? I mean, money goes all the way back to the very beginning of written human history as a specific asset. It's been based on precious metals. It's been based on hard assets, as a matter of fact. It's been based on, as I've mentioned in the Bible, the only things that are biblically attributed as true wealth in the Bible, And I have so many listeners that can repeat this, and I appreciate that. But is, you know, and again, when I say this, remember, these are sectors. These are groups. All kinds of things fall into these groups. But, you know, gold and silver, livestock, real estate, human life, precious stones. Those are the things that have lasted eternally throughout all written human history. There is no exception where those have ever lost their value. Now, fluctuation in value, of course, that's the nature of the beast. That's called supply and demand. That's called free market. That's the way we're supposed to operate. But as far as absolute, complete, and total obsolescence, I mean, paper money, folks, I assure you, you think that America is the first country that ever came up with this great idea? And it really wasn't America. It was a group of men with tremendous amounts of wealth. And I'll admit, I wish I was them. I wish I had the brains to say, hey, let's fill our basement with pink Monopoly money and con a bunch of people into giving us all their gold and silver and real estate and taking our phony money. I mean, it's, you know, you more power to them. It's idiotic. It's absolutely destroyed our economy. It's destroyed our system. When I listen to the radio and when I'm listening to all the stuff that's going on in the world right now, you got Iran. Oh, you know, oh, shocker. Iran isn't adhering to their agreement with Obama. I mean, was Obama the worst president ever? What a yin yang, you know. So anyway, I'll try to get through this stuff so we can get Mark on the air here. But something else I want to pop in with real quick as I read my notes. Google reviews. We've talked about this over and over again. I've explained to you folks how important it is that we keep our name and reputation up there. You guys who've done business with us, you know what the place is like. You know what the facility's like. We offer one of the finest facilities in the United States of America. We respect and honor customer service. We care about you. We want to treat you right. We charge prices based strictly on wholesale. We go off of what an item is worth, and then we mark it up a minute fraction. That's how we operate, folks. That is not how the rest of the world operates in this industry. They have commissioned salespeople. I have seen literal what I would call boiler rooms full of some of the, no offense, but some of the worst looking people you've seen. They don't belong selling you how investments. They belong in a homeless shelter and or worse, a jail. I mean, they're just on the other end of the line selling you widgets. We know this product. We know this industry. We've been here forever. We've got to look you in the eye when you buy it and when you bring it back. And I'm not going to lie. We're here to make money. I mean, if I didn't make money, I wouldn't be here. But we're here to make money on a large scale, on a small margin. In fact, that's one of our mottos is high volume, low margin. We want it all, and we want to take a little bit. I think of it as the River Nile, and I want to take little ladles of water out of the River Nile. We want to offer you the opportunity to have a nationally competitive environment locally without having to go on the internet. I cannot believe how many people go on the internet and just, folks, I see people spend literally, not spend, let's back up. I've seen people put $300,000 worth of grandpa's coins in a box and ship it to somebody they've never met. They just read on the internet, because if it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right? They got to be good because they have a pretty website, right? Do you have any clue what it costs to build a pretty website? $9.95 a month, to be exact. You can go to GoDaddy or anywhere you want. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by Better Business Bureau. The Better Business Bureau has a very weak set of ethical standards to adhere to. I went round and round with them years back over a guy who'd moved from Chicago who had literally done time three times. Northwest Territorial Mint, Ross B. Hansen, two-time felon, two-time prisoner. Better Business Bureau. So don't be fooled. A lot of the older folks will call the Better Business Bureau and say, who should I deal with? Well, guess what? We signed up. We're down there. We've got a AAA plus rating at the Better Business Bureau because that's what it takes to play. But the truth is, we need your Google ratings. Okay, we need, that's the way the world's gone. That's who we are now. I don't like it, but I'm old school. I built one of the finest facilities in America from the ground up. I mean, the building is built literally like Fort Knox. We've got a privately held depository service that does not fall under any of the FinCEN regulations, which means that there is no recording. It is private. When you store your metals here, not only you could think when I say that, you could say, well, geez, that's not good. There's no record there. I mean, there's record. But folks, we built this thing. We've got class two vault systems wrapped in 1-inch thick T1 tool resistant plate steel, housed in military grade Kevlar, wrapped in bullet and bomb resistive polycarbonate, expanded sheet metal, heat sensors, seismic detectors, 24/7 motion surveillance. I'm not kidding you. When we had this 5-day power out a while ago, I was the only building that did not get broken into up and down division. And they tried. They literally broke into the general store, stole tools, came to our building, tried to come through our windows. Our windows are made out of polycarbonate. And all they did is leave a little bit of blue paint on the window. I'm not going to tell you we're impenetrable, but I'm going to tell you that we designed the building far above and beyond what I just described, just for your security, okay? It matters to us. So you deal with someone like us who's been around decades. We've got truly trained professionals. And then, or you go online and you pick somebody. I mean, even folks, there's companies out there that are huge. If you want bullion, APMEX. And no matter what you type, APMEX. I know from a very close friend, Tom Powers, who owns Sunshine Mining, APMEX spends over $2 million a year on advertising, or no, a month on advertising, so that no matter where you go, you get hit. So you call APMEX. We've actually tried to hire some of their employees. They were so incompetent, there was absolutely no physical possible way that they could work here. Our standards are high, okay? We believe that you do everything as unto the Lord. We literally believe in what we do. We want to be the best. We are the best. Folks, when you bring in your money and I build you a portfolio, I put my heart and soul into it. I don't have a big board on the wall like Goldline or Lear Financial or what's the other one? I can't even remember with William. I can't remember, but Roslyn Capital. They have boards up, and they have all these salesmen's names, and it's a big competition, and who sold this product and who sold that product. Why? Oh, because this product has double the profit of that product. Folks, I have seen people bent over and thrown out to make profit in this industry. This is not our goal. Our goal is to put you into long-term, solid, hard assets that are going to last. Okay, so we are wealth and capital preservation specialists. We buy and sell coins. We know our stuff very well. I assure you that when we build you a portfolio, it's good. Now, if you come in here half ignorant, no offense, you want your gold and silver because that's what I always talk about. That's what you want. But you want balance. We use a pyramid structure. The base is the basic precious metals. And from there, we build into products that will grow. I was speaking this weekend with a neighbor of mine who is incredibly wealthy. He's a billionaire. And we were talking about coins and performance. And he has bought some pretty phenomenal stuff for me. I literally had coins that I sold when I built my building that have grown at levels you cannot believe. Now, I don't have them anymore because I built the building. And I built a building for the client, but I had coins I sold for $13,000 that are now worth $500,000. I had coins I sold for $31,000 that are now worth over $400,000. I had a coin I sold for $65,000 that's now worth over $400,000. I mean, I had a coin that I sold for $25,000 that's now worth about $275,000. So don't be fooled into thinking that numismatic coins are not a good way to go. And when we combine that with semi-numismatic right now, semi-numismatic coins, those are gold and silver coins whose prices are closely related to their bullion levels. Folks, I have never in my entire career, nor my father, who basically grew up in a home that did secondhand items. My dad knew silver dollars and coins from the beginning. And never in any of our history have we ever seen premiums so ridiculously low. When you can buy antique coinage, and I'm talking nice quality, good quality, antique coinage, basically at its precious metals value, it's time to run and kick the door down to get it. It's time to turn your money into it. Folks, you do not jump on the bandwagon. This is not the Super Bowl. You don't wait until the stock market is exploding through the roof and say, I want to be part of that game too. You know, I want to be in. I want to be on the winning team. This is an American phenomenon. No, you don't. Where do you think Warren Buffett made his umpteen billions? I mean, when the market was on its lips, he went into gold and silver at levels that blew people's minds. They said he was an absolute fool. And the reason was he said that he wanted to stick with names and products that people knew that will always be around. Do you think that gold and silver will always be known and always be around? Yes, it will. This is where if you just want to be solid and you want to be safe and you don't chase this. I mean, it's the stock market that teaches us to look for this up and down, up and down. Oh, how much did it go up today? How much did it go down today? And then, you know, and then after the fact, then it's the news. Oh, well, the reason it changed today is because of this. It's because of that. Folks, they're creating money by the trillions and trillions of dollars. Each one of us, every American, has almost $1.8 million in deficit hanging on the backs of each and every one of us. That means if you have three kids, that's $5.4 million in debt your kids have. You got a family of five, you got $9 million in debt. We're done. We are done. It's bankruptcy or hyperinflation. Today, I was listening to some stuff. The minimum wage nationally is 7.25. Do you think you can afford rent on that? Hell no. It ain't going to happen. We've designed a socialistic system that absolutely allows no physical possible way for people to live without being completely dependent on the United States government. And it's sad. Do you think our founders ever dreamt of this? Hell no. So, folks, this is where we're at. Okay, so let me get going on this a little quick, and I'll get my kid involved. Real quick, we have the highest rated privately held depository service in the United States. Well, we'll say Western region. There's some pretty darn nice ones out there. I'll put myself in the top 10. And I will tell you that some of the old, old vault doors that are out there, folks, some of the old vaults from the 1800s are impenetrable. Ours is pretty darn good. But there's some good stuff out there. But we have literally, I don't want to say because I don't want to cause any problems, but we have a substantial amount of private holdings stored here for people under extremely secure guidelines. We have a protocol. No client is ever allowed in our safe deposit box room without our accompaniment, so there is physically no way that anybody can ever break into your box. I have literally been in banks, big bank vault rooms, where they left me in there with the customer for 4 and 5 hours to go through an estate. If I was dishonest, they didn't check what I brought. I could have had a whole bunch of tools. I could have popped box upon box upon box. The problem with that with the bank, do they have any record of what's in there? Heck no. But we don't do that. They didn't even have cameras at Washington Trust. The biggest safe deposit box room in Spokane, no cameras. And these old crappy boxes that you can pry open, I mean, they're garbage, frankly. They're made out of galvanized tin, and they're all bent up. They're terrible. When we put in our boxes, we ordered the very best. We built this building from the ground up the best. We built a class two vault system, which is the equivalent of 36 inches of poured concrete. We wrapped that in 1-inch thick T1 tool resistant plate steel. I went down the list a little bit ago. Very, very, very secure. Each individual safe, each individual box is its own safe. Okay, so you're safe. So you don't have to buy this stuff and say, what do I do with it now? You can get a vault and anchor bolt it to your house. That's great. But folks, it is so time. As I study economics, it is so time for us to start to make some moves. This is such a great time. Side note, we have a sister company, Clock Tower Jewelry. We deal in diamonds. We buy diamonds. We sell diamonds wholesale. You're not going to come in here and you're not going to see a great, big, beautiful jewelry store and get, you know, a silver platter, a caviar, and champagne. We don't do it. We just offer product at a wholesale price, very low wholesale price. I just sold a beautiful 3-carat total weight set of earrings. That's a carat and a half each, studs, to a gentleman, good old family friend. And it ended up being half of what he felt was the best price he could find. And then he realized when we did the research, the quality was far better. And so that's what we do. If you know someone who's getting married, we use the computer a lot. We use catalogs. We order stuff in. We're not into custom jewelry. Do not waste your time getting custom jewelry. Number one, it's always ugly. I mean, you get rings from Pounders and Jewelry Design, and all they are is a bunch of swoops and curves and curls. That stuff went out in the 60s. Now they've got unbelievable CAD and CAM adaptations that it would just blow your mind. And then the quality of product that's being made because of the increase in quality control is phenomenal, just phenomenal. And matching the stones so that all the side settings, I mean, we can help you put together some of the most beautiful pieces, but we do it a little bit different. We don't just have a massive inventory that you pick through. We technically do custom design it. It literally takes days at the most to get it in your hands. It's not like a long, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to wait forever. But we do have a nice inventory of diamonds, and we've got great opportunities for you there as well. So last, folks, couple things. Again, the Google reviews. Go on Google. Leave us a review, 5-star review. Okay, here's what I will do for you. I want you to think about this. This costs us money. This is how serious it is to us to keep our reputation. If you go on to Google, now if you don't have a Google account, just make one. Just get a Gmail address. If you are so paranoid that you're just sure that by golly, if you sign up that they're going to track you, folks, give it up. They're already tracking you. I mean, they've got so much information on everybody. They know everything about everybody that you could ever imagine. Give it up. Forget about it. If you want to move to the top of a mountain in Idaho and drive a 1961 pickup and cook all your food on a grill and not have any electricity, you know, maybe they won't know, but they still got satellites to look at you, so forget about that too. I think we just have to yield to the fact that they know who we are, where we are, and what we're doing. I think the important thing that we've got to realize in this world is as we head towards the end times, Daniel told us at a time when knowledge shall increase and that we shall travel to and fro. On Friday, I discussed the Hebrew for to and fro meant rapidly. It meant quickly, hastily, you know, intensively. And of course, when it talked about knowledge increasing, we've got a knowledge or wisdom. Wisdom's the wrong word because this world ain't full of wisdom. This world's full of rubbish now. 24/7 news cycles. But we are amplifying our level of knowledge or information at a pace that is so unfathomable. It's unbelievable. If you're like my son and I, you bring up any topic, boom. Google. Now, not that I trust them. We, you know, Google, a few years back absolutely changed. They became, thanks to Obama, they visited, the CEO of Google visited the White House over 400 times to meet with Obama. Why do you suppose that is? I mean, to me, it's a pretty simple process. It's because they wanted to help Obama get the information out that he wanted, scrub the information he didn't want. Folks, this is scary stuff. This is maxed out propaganda. Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for the Nazi party. Tell a lie long enough, the people will believe it. And get this, the bigger the lie, the easier they'll believe it. How many people are buying into the Russia collusion crap? Collusion's not even a crime. But the fact that, you know, Russia, I mean, they find 13 Russian kids who put together a stupid little protest, like, and in one case they had one person show up. Do you really think that that had a huge impact on Trump's election? I don't think so. But I mean, just this rubbish. Because by golly, there's no way Hillary could have lost. No way, because she was just way too good of a candidate, right? She was phenomenal. I mean, she was as pathetic and lame as they come. Trump's a smart businessman. I don't agree with some of the things Trump says or does. I'm very unhappy with his tax plan. It hurt me, okay? I didn't expect it. It's part of the reason I lobbied for him. But, folks, you know, the problem is the Republican platform itself is a good platform. It's just that we have completely deviated from it. So, now that we got through the long, drawn-out introduction, I want to introduce my son to you here. My son's name is Mark Walter. He's about 30 years old. He has been in this business for quite a while. He's worked on and off for what, Mark? At least 15, 16 years?
Yeah, about right there.
Yeah, so, I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's been around. He helps us. He does a lot of our online work. And he's just become more and more focused on being involved. And what I want to do today is go over, we've been doing a show called Reasons to Own Precious Metals. And I always do what I just did. I go for 30 minutes. Today's good. I only went for 30 minutes. But at least it was sort of relevant. And then, but what I want to do is Mark and I have a list of stuff to remind us what some things to talk about. And I just kind of want to go over it. I want Mark to feel free to kind of jump in. Mark does a lot of podcast listening, I guess. I would call it maybe not quite investigation, but research, whatever. Knowledge-based. He's always learning. He likes to learn, and that's a stinking important thing in life. So I just kind of want to bounce through what is going on. And folks, what I want you to be thinking as we're talking about this, God made a system that is simple. And man made a system that is not. Man made a system, the fiat currency system's a mess. It doesn't make sense. It's based on John Maynard Keynes, who came up, well, many economists come up with the theory that you have to have an unlimited amount of currency in order for a currency system to work, okay? That's absolutely stupid. It's foolish because think about it. Until 40 years ago, when we went full Keynesian economics, how did it work? How it actually worked was the dollar grew and grew and grew. In the Coinage Act of 1792, now, first of all, our founding fathers had an event that they believed, according to Thomas Jefferson, was divine. Divine, providential was his term. They created colonial currency, and colonial currency collapsed hard. It was paper money. There was two problems. Problem number one was it gave them the ability to make all they want, just like we do now. Problem number two, they tried to make it uncounterfeitable. And the government of the British government counterfeited the heck out of it. And they bankrupted the colonies. And at that point, they said, we're done, boys. We got to do this the right way. And this is how we ended up on a very firm gold standard. That gold standard is now gone. The concept that there has to be an unlimited amount of resources for money to work is a crock. You can have an infinitely divisible element. By the way, God made gold as the only element that is infinitely divisible molecularly. No other element is created that way. Obviously, you and I can't cut down to that level, but it's the principle that he gave us. In addition to that, gold cannot be ruined by any naturally occurring substance on the planet. I mean, obviously, volcanic heat and, you know, those kinds of things can alter it and move it. But when it's all done, it's still gold. It just gets refined into better gold. Silver will oxidize, but silver has a phenomenal trait to it that God put that is amazing. When we had silver in our change, within 4 seconds of contacting our hands or contacting any microorganism, silver kills 100% all living microorganisms within 4 seconds of contact. Many of them within less than a second. This is why people use colloidal silver for all kinds of things. Some people go crazy. They take too much. They turn blue. If you haven't seen that, I encourage you to go on the web. You will be blown away at how blue some people have turned. So if you use colloidal silver, use the recommended doses. Don't drink it by the quart. So let's talk about reasons to own precious metals. The reason we're doing this is because primarily I've had an epiphany. I have ridden a lot of markets. I was around for the dot-com craze. I fell for that. Now, I was a banker back then. It was before I was really a full-time precious metals and coin dealer. I dumped all my money into that. I lost my butt. I lost it all quickly based on the advice of a doctor. They make jokes that doctors make a lot of money in the medical industry and they lose a lot of money in business. Doctors, if you're out there listening, don't trust your financial advisor. For God's sakes, do not do any investing ever with somebody who is insurance licensed. You will get an annuity or a whole life insurance policy or universal policy or, you know, bank on yourself. I had a gal call last week and speak to me. She had put $100,000 into the bank and yourself scam. She borrowed $42,000 against it to borrow a car. They make you think you're borrowing your own money. You're paying them interest. What they do is they take your money, slam it into account, sell you all these insurances you never need. And by the way, folks, in general, insurance is a ripoff. If you want to be financially wise, in almost every case, don't ever buy the extended warranty when you buy any product. You will save a heck of a lot of money. If you ever have to use it, it's a hassle. You got to pay shipping. You got to go both ways. Everything they make now is disposable. The only exception I've seen thus far that seems to be a pretty good product is AppleCare. If you got an Apple phone, the AppleCare program seems to be pretty good. And there probably are some other options, but do not buy an extended warranty on a car. They are a scam. I was a business manager for Appleway Motors for a couple years. By the time I left, they had me overseeing the financial accuracy, fidelity of 12 finance managers. So I was very familiar, and I was very familiar with service departments, and I was very familiar with how often these extended warranties failed people. And I mean, they are designed to nickel and dime you to death at best. They're designed to not pay out. Insurance is designed to not pay out. We've hit an era that unlike any other, okay? My mother-in-law's house burnt down a few years back. Safeco Insurance put us through the ringer. Unbelievable. The lack of integrity and ethics was unbelievable. You have an elderly lady whose house is burned down. They, of course, the firemen come in and soak the place. They leave it wide open all winter long, let snow and ice and everything just destroy the place, and then come back and tell her it's only half ruined. Well, I can tell you, it was devastated. My wife and I had to put in a substantial amount of our own money just to get our mother-in-law, The house that burnt down was 3,400 square feet. The house that she lives in now is probably 2,200 to 2,400. So she's 1,000 square feet short. Insurance companies do not take care of people. I could tell you more stories. I won't. I've had hit and runs where the insurance company, I mean, just unbelievable. So avoid insurances at all expense, which is why, if that's the case, why on earth would you ever invest with somebody who's insurance licensed? Insurance licensed salesmen have absolutely no regulation over what they tell you, only what you sign on the dotted line. And I assure you 100% of the time, and I've done this so many times I couldn't count, people tell me about this great product they have. They're in the NASDAQ fund. They're in the S&P. And boy, this fund's been going 7% a year, and they're, you know, their money's going to grow and it's going to do. And I'm like, great, bring me the paperwork. Okay. Well, the truth is, in a way, the S&P 500 has gone up over a period of time, 7% a year. But first of all, they don't put you in that fund because they can't, because the S&P 500 is the top 500 stocks out of over 2 million OTC stocks. They take the top 500 stocks out of over 2 million. That would be just like going to the city of L.A. and taking every male that exists in L.A. and every week having them all run a 40-yard dash, taking the top 500 men's performance and saying, now this is how the average man in L.A. runs a 40-yard dash. Well, the next week, one guy's got a bad ankle. You know, this guy's out, that guy's out. Somebody takes their place. But you continually get this high level of performance. They tell you that they're going to put you in these funds. They cannot get the returns on these funds. Wall Street Journal did an article about a year ago. The guy still couldn't figure out why the S&P 500 was posting a 7.3% return, but the average investor in the S&P was only getting 1.3. He couldn't put it together. The reason is because they use weighted moving averages and that they remove and replace bad stocks with good stocks. Same thing happens in the Dow. The Dow's got 30 stocks in it. They remove and replace. They removed and replaced more stocks under Obama's regime than ever before. They removed and replaced over 60% of the stocks in the Dow while Obama was in reign. That tells you something. It tells you stay away, steer clear. It's a paper system that is designed for one thing, and that's to make the people that sell it and the people at the top a lot of money, okay? That is what it is designed to do. It is not designed to make you money. How many of you are sitting out there with these portfolios that you've been trying to build for decades, and they're doing nothing? You know, sure, you went in the toilet hardcore in the 2008 dump. You lost 75-85% of your money, and then you got some recovery, and now you're like, well, it's kind of going up. It's kind of going up. How's it kind of going up compared to where it was a decade ago? Not well. If you look at the cycles of the Dow, you will see peak after peak after peak. The valleys are long and hard and ardensome. They're burdensome. They just suck you dry for a long period of time. So what do they tell you? Oh, well, that's a perfect opportunity to buy. You want to cost average down, right? I have a client, a good friend of mine who passed away, who left his wife $1 million. A local broker, Christian man, gentle soul, you know, kind spirited, all this. They basically put the neighborhood on her, got her her $1 million. She lost $300,000 by the time we were able to start helping her out. We've got her in a nice balanced portfolio. It's performing well. It's performing in the single digits. She's got products that are outperforming that, but it's performing well. But what's important is she's got all the money. It's hers. It's liquid. It's there. You have to understand paper can disappear tomorrow, and it will. You have to understand even real estate. I was talking to a good friend of mine. I was blown away that he had a $90,000. In fact, I was talking to him about a property that I was being offered. He had a 90,000 square foot strip mall that was a cash cow, and the internet destroyed it. Okay, it was a cash cow. Look at the outlet malls out by Post Falls. You remember those? Those things were packed with everything you can imagine. The guy that owned that made a killing. Now it's owned by one guy who builds like holsters for guns and a few other things. He bought that whole building for pennies. So even though the Bible says gold and silver, livestock, real estate, human life, precious stones, real estate, you can lose your tail on it too. Not to mention the taxes and all the upkeep and the fact that it can burn down and you got to keep it insured. God made precious metals liquid, anonymous. There's no serial number. They're good to go anywhere at any time in the world. What's really driving where we're at right now, and by the way, Mark, if you want to pipe in at any time, please do.
All right.
Because I, as my listeners know, I never have a problem talking. And you might, if you do, you want to get closer to the mic. But anyway, so here's what's going on right now in my mind, folks. Let's talk about it. You, in my opinion, I've prayed, I've thought, I've examined, I've thought all this stuff through. Folks, I kind of, if you remember, months back, I was kind of buying into the Dow thing. I was kind of like, well, you know, it's hot, strike while it's hot. Folks, it's hot because of hyperinflation. It's hot because of speculation. There is nothing driving the economy. Trump, like everybody else, is creating a bunch of low-end positions. This is the new world. We are on the Walmart model. People do not understand how darn hard it is to get a real job. It is a bear cat. The only exception is the medical industry, which is now going from being 1/6 to 1/5 of the entire United States economy, GDP. Think of this. We've got a yearly GDP of 60. Well, no, that's global. Ours is 39.8 trillion a year. 39.8 trillion. Let's say 40 trillion a year. 1/5 of that, $8 trillion, is now medical. $8 trillion. We are messed up. Pharmaceutical companies are unregulated. Hospitals are unregulated. There is no regulation. Now, this is one of the only areas where I don't believe that free market operates. Now, I'm a big believer in free market, but this is not the free market because there is no fair competition. You don't get to shop around prices when you have a procedure. They don't even tell you what you're paying. Your insurance company doesn't. And frankly, insurance companies have done the absolute worst job of money management of any business entity I've ever seen in my life. They write checks they should not write. Now, doctors are forced to cover their butts all the time. Because you got to get an MRI and you got to get a CAT scan and you got to get EKGs and you got to get all these different tests done because they're afraid of what's going to happen if they don't have you do it. The other thing that's going on is ER visits. Everybody on Obamacare, their PCP, primary care physician, okay, If you're on an insurance plan, which you probably aren't anymore after Obama devastated it, we offered our employees for decades Cadillac insurance. We gave them the best insurance plan you could imagine with a $20 deductible, no matter what, or copay. Obama destroyed that. He transferred all that wealth to take care of the homeless and to take care of the uninsured. Folks, he, in my opinion, does not love America. He hates capitalism. He knows nothing about business. He's a fool. We've got Trump in. They are verbally lacerating him. He's kind of trying to fix stuff a little bit, but I still don't think he's surrounded himself with the right people. Ted Cruz would have made great sense because he understands the Republican platform is to stop the dang spending. The Federal Reserve is broken. Ron Paul wants to audit it. Why? There's only one reason. He wants people to see what's going on. He wants you to see how many banks make so much money. How many banks make trillions of dollars a year off of the Federal Reserve system? It is a racket and a half. He doesn't want to audit it because he really cares whether or not they're balancing the books, right? They can do whatever they want. They're privately held. The Federal Reserve is a privately held corporation. When we set this country up, we said that Congress will have complete and total control over all the currency. That currency was to be gold and silver alone, nothing but gold and silver. It said in the Coinage Act of 1792, if anybody debased that currency, they were to be immediately put to death. Okay? Throughout history, country after country after country has done fiat currency. You look through, if you go online and you can see the history of currency or coinage in Rome, you will see two 200-year periods that are mind-boggling. You'll see where they start out with these tiny little gold and silver coins. And over 200 years, those coins grow and grow and grow and grow until they're made out of nothing but pot metal. You'll see an economic collapse and you'll see them start over and do it again. The United States, the problem is we are now globalized. The world's central bankers are all working together. Obama got together in April of 13 with all of the world's central bankers. He said, we have got to put an end to this precious metals rush. We've got to get people out of precious metals and back into paper because it benefits them. He believes it behooves him the greatest to show this artificial economic growth. So they began two by two, week by week, buying contracts on silver and gold that don't exist. Central banks will literally buy 20 to 60 million ounce reserve contracts while there is only 600,000 and some ounces of silver in reserve in the Fed. The silver doesn't exist. In addition, those contracts are redeemable. You can get your silver for them, but the central banks would never do it. The one time it was tested properly was by the Hunt brothers. When they created the Federal Reserve System, they added the COMEX to it, the Commodities Exchange. The reason they added the COMEX was because they did not want everybody to say, great, keep making your paper money. We're going to stick with our gold and silver. So they made it so that they could manipulate commodities drastically. The truth of the matter is they made it so that they could make, so they could flatline it. And this is when they came in and they fixed gold at $20.20 an ounce and they fixed silver at whatever it was, 17 cents or 35 cents an ounce. And then they made it, and then they had people turn in their gold and silver. They had two notes were floating around. You had the new Federal Reserve note, which, quote, accidentally still contained the redeemable in gold clause, which was a lie intentionally put on there to build false confidence. The second note were the old notes that were still floating around. When and then 29 came, We had absolutely saturated the market. If you wanted to live in one of the greatest times in this country, the roaring 20s would have been it. I would have loved to have been there. There was money flowing in this country like water, okay? We had the Fed Reserve was pumping out dollars like you can't believe. The reason they were doing it was we had spent however many years, over 100 years, building incredible faith in our system. I mean, people loved the dollar. The dollar was a horse. Mexico would literally send ships of their dollars and trade them for our dollars. Because our dollars had 460 grains of silver in them, theirs only had 420 grains. We wanted to make a currency that said we're serious. And we established a country that was the was solid as a rock. I mean, and there's a lot of other history that goes into that. But what happened is they overextended everybody. They made debt easier to get. Debt, you know, prior to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, debt did not exist. But in order for the Federal Reserve Act to function, it had to have debt. You could only create dollars by backing it by debt. So they forced everybody to take debt. Everybody qualified. After all, there was no credit yet. No one had ever had it. Before the Federal Reserve of 1913, the average home cost in America was just over $700. People paid cash. On Long Island, get this, the Hamptons, which now $30 to $60 to $80 million a house, $1,300. There was a house that sold recently here that had sold for $1,760 in 1914, and it just sold for $67 million about. That's what's happened with the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve Act has literally consumed our money. John Maynard Keynes,
well, just to add to that, gold in the last 50 years is, or the American dollar in the last 50 years has fallen about its power by about 86%. Mm-hmm. Whereas when gold became legal to own in 1972, it's increased more than 2,400% in that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's not a good return versus any stock, I don't know what is.
Gold's gone from 20. Well, no, they had it set at $35 a troy ounce in 1971. When we went off of the gold standard, gold is currently sitting at about $1,350 a troy ounce now. So if you go from 35 to 1,300, you've got about a 4,000% increase. You've got a 4,000% roughly increase, you know, 3,700% increase in the price of gold.
I was just basing mine on the research from Stephen McBride. So
yeah, I'm just doing the math. You go from 3,500 to 1,350 bucks. It's about 3,750%. But basically, if you got 3,750% growth from 1971 until 2018, 47 years, those are pretty good numbers. You got, if you average that out, if you do a basic, just a bifurcation division, you're probably, 85-90%. If you do a compounding, you're going to be compounding is going to hit around 17%. So 17% of 85%, you're going to be sitting at about a 14 to 15% compounded return over 47 years on metals. God made it for a reason. And what Mark is saying is very true. I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember the huge gas crunch of 1971, but I do. When inflation went explosive, when Nixon pulled us off the gold standard, our dollar went wild. We started to lose the buying power beyond your wildest dreams. From the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913 until today, we have lost, what is it? Well, we've lost 200 times the spending power, 99.5%. of the spending power of the U.S. dollar has evaporated. This is what John Maynard Keynes designed. John Maynard Keynes designed our currency system. He was a socialist. He has a quote, a very quotable quote. It says, "By this means, the government may secretly and unobserved confiscate the wealth of the people, and not one man in a million will detect the theft. That's one of his quotes. He quoted that similar quote more than once. There's another one I'll find here that's very close. But basically, he said through a series of inflation, I'm going to find it now. I'm determined. Come on, computer. Come on, baby. I know you can do this for me. Let's find it here. Unbelievable. I wouldn't even doubt if Google made it harder to find, because this is how it was. Okay, so now they try to say Lenin. They try to say Lenin said it too, but it was quoted by John Maynard Keynes. Here's what he said. John Maynard Keynes, quote, said Lenin said, okay, which when all the research I've done is Lenin didn't say it, but it doesn't matter. Here's what they believed, the socialists. It says, the best way to destroy the capitalist system, okay, now stop right there. Why on God's earth would we be using a currency system that is designed to destroy our capitalist system? The best way to destroy the capitalist system is to debauch or destroy the currency. By a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. Okay, that is their desire. That is what's happening. That is why they're making the middle class so strong. Middle class, lower class, so strong. The middle class is getting weaker and weaker and weaker and gaining more and more debt. Now, we are short on time. What is new? That's my specialty. Folks, just remember, precious metals have proven to be the timeless, permanent, respected, and pinnacle form of true wealth and capital preservation in all civilized societies, and they've endured every hardship through humanity. Thank you for tuning in. Give us a call. Let us do a portfolio. Take care. God bless. We'll be back Wednesday. Bye-bye.